The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he sent. You search the scriptures, because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of the Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your trust. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we read about the saints because we want to know how to live a virtuous life, because we want to know how to become holy, because we want to know how to relate with God. But in a very unique way, they show us what is possible with God. Moses, Scripture testifies that there was unlike anyone before him, and there would be few like him who followed. And when we look at Moses, we see a man who was so intimately united with God. And when we read about his life, we can say, oh my gosh, if this is possible for one individual, it's possible for all. And what do we find out today through Moses? That a man could pray and save an entire nation. He doesn't come to God for the sake of one individual or a family or a community. He comes for a nation. And the psalm says he stands in the breach for them. So this man coming, pleading on behalf of a nation, what does he do? He starts with the saints. He says, "Father, look at Abraham and Isaac and Jacob." And then he goes and he looks outside of that people and he says, "Father, if you don't save this people, how is the rest of the world going to believe in you?" And then he goes to God himself, "Father, for the sake of your own holiness, for the glory of your name, I come to you." And then he refers to Scripture itself, which he himself wrote. "You made this promise. How can you go against? You must be faithful, Lord." Now we got to remember, here God has this all planned out. He knew that Moses would do this. So part of this is God is preparing him to become the saint he's called him to be. He's fashioning a saint. And he's showing us in and through him what a saint can accomplish. I oftentimes think of our adoration chapel as a room that stands in the breach. That one person comes in after another to plead on behalf of humanity. We come and we bring our friends, our families, our parish, and it goes wider and wider. That we might participate in the salvation of the world. And looking at someone like Moses, he gives us the examples on how to do that. We ask that we might learn to imitate him, that we might be those who stand in the breach to intercede for the salvation of the world.